Hey, it's Adam Carolla. Now, if you're hearing my voice, it means you like podcasting. And if you like podcasting, well, then you're going to love my show. Lots of funny segments, good bits, great guests, and of course, moi. That's Mexican for me. So check it out at Podcast One, iTunes, or wherever you listen to fine podcasts. The Adam Carolla Show. Throw on your phone. It's free.
Hey, it's Phil Henry, and all of the voices you're about to hear are performed by me.
And it is the Phil Henry Show, and we're back. We're back. Phil's back from his vacation.
I just heard a little bit of a crack in your voice.
There is still some residual, yes. I told you about the residual.
What do you mean about that?
What do I mean about what?
We talk about residual.
I have the residual. Here comes Phil now, so everybody just...
What do you mean by residual?
I have the residual cracking. Don't laugh at... You know something? I made a New Year's resolution that I wouldn't take Bud's head completely off.
I appreciate that.
All right, but when he laughs, when I say there's cracking and he goes, ooh-hoo!
Yeah, but I didn't do it that, you know. The boy tried to mute it so that you wouldn't see it.
No, but I did see it, didn't I?
What do you mean by mute it? Yeah, what does that mean, mute it? He put his hand over... What'd you do, Bud?
I went... I looked and she said there's cracking and I knew that I was going to laugh and want to, you know, do other stuff.
Yeah, he makes these hand motions.
All right.
So I put my hand over my face.
But not fast enough because I saw it and I felt the urge.
Now let's talk about this for just a second.
No, I don't want to talk about...
Hey, wait. I like this because I just heard you say there's a New Year's resolution somewhere.
A New Year's resolution where I won't go after this right there violently. But I don't want to get into the...
Well, it's kind of interesting you want to talk about this a little bit. Now, let me ask you this. What are you doing?
Look, Phil, I'm not the guinea pig here.
Margaret, people, there may be people out there who suffer from the same thing.
What do you mean, suffer from? Look, I'm not some cripple, all right? I am an emotionally developed... I'm not some retard. I didn't mean to say retard.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that, Mr. Henry?
That was very unfortunate, Margaret.
I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, see? See? You talk about other people.
You know well I didn't mean to say that.
Yes, but we found out your true self.
Oh, bullshit.
Hey,
you guys have got all... Right off the bat, I'm trying to be better. I don't want to kill it. I want to talk to it.
How about referring to Bud as him?
All right, I don't want to kill him.
Anyway, hi, folks. Welcome to our show. This is the first show of 2018. But I just want to say, I thought that was very forthcoming.
Well, yes, it was forthcoming of me, and yet now... Forget it, because the whole thing is...
The whole thing's been turned to garbage.
It's been turned to garbage, yes.
Why say garbage?
I say garbage. I'll say it any way I want to say. Would you get the show going? Would you mind?
I just was hearing a fascinating conversation. I wanted to make sure that it was... the more fascinating conversation is what happened to your shoulder.
Now, I couldn't believe this. You kept this from everyone.
Well, it turned out to be... It got resolved.
What do you mean, your shoulder?
We had a plumber over here doing some plumbing.
Yeah, because of the hot water?
Yeah, because we noticed we were getting hot water in a cold water tap. So this dude comes over and he works on it because apparently there was a water softener in the office before we got it. And anyway, this water softener was disabled. The pipes, the plumbing was disabled. And I went upstairs to get a check.
Speaking of voice cracking.
Yeah, Phil, you went... Well, I went upstairs.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it was.
Ain't that just something? Why don't we do a best of how everybody's voice cracks?
God damn.
All right, Phil.
I mean, come on. So I went upstairs to get a check. And I turned around and I was moving quickly. I wasn't running, but I was moving quickly. And we have new laminate floors in the office there. We don't have carpeting anymore. So as I got to the first step and I went to take the second step, suddenly, I tripped.
Now, hold on. What do you mean you tripped?
But...
What do you mean you tripped?
I don't know, man. I missed the step or something.
Well, that's not exactly a trip. You missed the step.
Yeah. Okay, whatever happened... Wow.
Well, I mean, we want to get this exactly, all right? You know, so that we know in case you're trying to fool around with the insurance.
Yeah.
You guys, let me finish. So I slipped. I tripped. Whatever the hell it is that I did... And the next thing I know, I was on my way down these stairs. I was going face first down these stairs.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty dangerous.
You're damn right it's Dan. And let me tell you when you know it's dangerous. I don't know if this ever happened to anybody. Have you ever fallen down a flight of stairs? you suddenly are very aware of how dangerous it is as you're in mid-flight.
God, I'm just thinking about
it. Yeah, you got no control. In other words, your body is being hurtled towards something you got no control over. You can't stop yourself. Even if you put your hands out to try to stop yourself, it's not going to slow you up. And what it's going to do is expose you to more damage. So the only thing I could do is I don't know why I thought of this. I think it was because I figured my head was going to hit the bottom landing wall. I turned my body, I sort of flipped over on my left side.
What do you mean you flipped over?
You mean in mid-flight you thought of how to do that?
Yeah, I'm saying that's pretty good.
You mean in mid-flight?
Well, I mean I was in mid-flight and I just sort of turned.
No, you can't do that in mid-flight. You have no control.
Yes, you do, because I did it. I went on my left shoulder and down we went, and I think the reason is I wanted to use my shoulder as the bumper, and I sure as hell did.
Yeah, that's what dislocated it.
Yeah. I didn't dislocate it. If I'd had a dislocated shoulder, I would be in a sling. It would be bad right now. What happened was I had a shoulder separation.
Now, what's that?
That simply is that there's two bones that meet, and they separate. And apparently the doctor told me, it's interesting, because I had a sling on Thursday and Friday. Today, I don't have a sling on at all.
Yeah, you're moving around, though, quite a lot.
No, be careful.
Yeah, don't you need to move more gingerly, more delicately? You don't know if you exacerbate the injury or not.
I'm fine, Margaret. All right, Margaret. The hell are you doing, giving a lecture?
I'm trying to find out whether he's all right or not.
I'm fine. I am fine. And the doctor tells me that this separated shoulder creates a bump there in your shoulder because the bone is separated and it's pushing up against the muscle and it's making it look like you have this. And he said that he operates a lot of times cosmetically. Models might have this problem.
Meaning they separated a shoulder?
I guess. And they have like one shoulder looks like it's higher than the other. So cosmetically, they'll have this surgery to deal with that. I can reach up right now and feel it. And when I, as soon as I, stop sliding.
Jesus, you know, you're lucky to be alive.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's very dangerous.
I know, believe me when I tell you. When it was all over, and I'm laying there, I'm thinking, well, that was bound to happen, man. You know, I I move so fast up and down those stairs. They're too slippery. There's no handrail.
Yeah, but that's another thing. You got to get a handrail in there. You know that Maria was there. And she was being treated by you. No, I'm going to finish this.
Margaret.
No, and you didn't have a handrail. That girl had just had surgery. She could have died.
All right, Margaret. She could have. Margaret, stop turning this into some kind of CBS mystery theater, all right?
So, as I was saying.
CBS.
You are.
As I was saying, I went to the doctor. I went to the emergency, and the guys at emergency, I love it. You know, you sit there. I'm not complaining, by the way. They're great people.
Where did you go, St. John's?
Yeah, I was at St. John's, and I said, they said to me, okay, get the shoulder immobilizer, which is what they did. They gave me the shoulder immobilizer. They gave me a prescription for, a painkiller that I never filled.
You never filled it?
No, I didn't. Because I don't know what it was, but I was in a hurry or so. I had to do something.
What do you mean you're in a hurry? For God's sake, you're talking about your health, man. You're talking about your very well-being.
Oh, come on, General. Don't make it overly dramatic.
Yeah, everybody's making things overly dramatic.
So what I did was this.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. So what I did was this. They put my shoulder in this immobilizer, and they gave me the name of a orthopedic surgeon. They said, that's all we can do. You know, I'm not an orthopedic guy, but we'll immobilize it. We took an x-ray, and here's what's happening. He said that I'd fractured my left arm, which it turned out I hadn't. And when the orthopedic guy looked at it, a really great guy, Ventura Orthopedic, guy by the name of Dr. Zeman.
Doctor, what's his first name?
I don't know.
Maybe it's, Zach.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, maybe it is Zach.
Why would it be Zach?
Oh, well, it starts with a Z, so it's got to start with, right, bud?
Well, I was just saying.
No, if his name's Zeman, it's got to be Zach Zeman, huh?
God damn, dude. You sounded almost fey there.
Hey, man. Mr. Hollister.
So what I did was, to finish the story, I went into Ventura Orthopedic, and he took another x-ray, and he said to me, he's the cat that said, you know, you can operate, he said, but it's a really complex thing. He said, if you don't mind walking around, with a hunch, you know, like...
Are you you're laughing. We're talking about Quasimodo.
Phil, are you telling me you've got to be a hunchback in your old age?
No, I'm not. But I was starting to think about that.
Well, you're laughing about being a hunchback.
Yeah. I'm not laughing about being a hunchback. I'm laughing that what if I was?
Well, you could still, you know, you don't know yet the extent of the injury.
That's very true, Phil.
That's right. In about a year, let's take a look, and I might be Quasimodo walking around here, and with any luck at all, I'll be slobbering.
What an ass.
You know, he doesn't take anything seriously.
So...
Yeah, Phil, you need to take these things seriously. It's your health, for God's sake.
I know that. By the way, in the x-ray, he looked, he said to me, you know, you got a little bit of arthritis there. I go, really? He says, yeah. He says, so, you know, I'm going to be a candidate for, like, shoulder...
You got to be putting me on.
At some point, not now. You know, shoulder replacement.
Man, they can replace shoulder. They can replace everything.
What if they'll be able to do the head?
You just went, what if? And then you said head like you were John Huston or something.
Why'd he say that?
In Chinatown.
Yeah, I believe they should be served with the head.
Now that we've gone off in all kinds of stupid directions.
Yeah, just finish up the story.
So the end of the story is... They gave me a shoulder immobilizer. Like I said, I put it back on. They gave me a anti-inflammatory, like a non-steroid anti-inflammatory. I got a painkiller. I came home. I had my arm in the sling Friday, Saturday, and yesterday. And today, I took it off. I'm doing the show right now. People can see on the videocast. I don't have it on, and my arm feels fine. Now, I don't dare do any...
Don't do any extreme movement or anything. Don't try.
Yeah, don't try. Are you going to be lifting weights or anything?
What an idiot, man.
That's right, bud. I'm going to be lifting weights.
Why would he be doing that?
So he can maybe trim a few more pounds off before he goes at the TV.
Are you stuttering, or do you just have a full-on case of... I don't call it lockjaw. I call it ass jaw.
What's ass jaw?
Well, bud...
All right, everybody quit yelling.
Well, that's what he's doing. Ass jaw is when you go like that, you talk like that.
What are you asking, bud?
Are you trying to trim off some pounds?
Yes, that's right. So he started lifting weights on a bum wing. What a moron in relief.
No, bud, I'm not lifting weights. By the way, to let you guys know, and I wanted to hold off until I got to Atlanta. I'm going to be going to Atlanta on Thursday. So unfortunately, we do have another series of encore shows. But I'm in Atlanta doing a TV show called Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell.
Now, I've heard of this.
Well, you tweeted a little bit about it, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Well, why do I know that?
I probably retweeted something that Casper and Dave are the producers and writers, and they're terrific guys. And so I'm going to do an episode of that on Thursday.
You're going to Atlanta to do one episode.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic. Plus, it's a union shoot, so it's a great show. It's a great show to be on. It's a great show. It's a funny show, so...
I know, you did a puppet.
That's it. You did a puppet.
What do you mean he did a puppet?
God damn, General.
Well, you guys are saying it.
I did the voice of a puppet that was on the show. It was one of the heads of a three-headed dog that represents hell or something like that.
Oh, that's where I thought.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at the traffic here with Bob Bacon and the crew. Bob?
Hey, Phil, right now they got the freeway. It's probably going to be up past Sandy, and there's a Sandy Bay Jam there. So you see that? You want to see Sandy Dennis, too, as she went and changed lanes and waited about back then. And on the highway, about 405, 404, Port, because they have very transit. Up here at Pigpen, in Pigpen, I should say, Pigpen for Jet C, and we'll see you. Okay, see ya.
Hey, Bob, thanks. Skyboy got hot San Leland in the San Leandro Park. Burned down the grasses and burned down the mission. Brett from England, look out, Sam. Go to boy, it's going to be this weekend.
.45 Georgia, Oklahoma. God damn, another bet lost.
I'm Margaret Gray for the Backstage Pass. 30,000 plus hours of some of the greatest radio you've ever heard. The Daily Podcast. The Friday Night Chat. The live streaming show on Sunday night. All of the videos and all of the home movies and all of the TV pilots and all of the interviews. Basically, the life of Phil Hendry, one of the more unusual and very difficult to categorize individuals in the history of broadcast entertainment. I dare say, having worked with Phil all these years, he is a man of uncommon tastes.
Hello, this is General Galen Shaw. I've got a vouch for that. All
although I don't want to get into any specifics, I've seen Phil in some situations, well, weaker men would certainly have folded up like a cheap Chinese suitcase.
I'm Bud Dickman, having produced the show for a number of years, what I did, you know.
So get a backstage pass. Subscribe for a month, subscribe for a year. And when you do, you have at your fingertips, at your very fingertips, the highest form of quality audio entertainment that money can or can't buy. I'm Phil Hendry.
He's Phil Hendry.
The Backstage Pass at PhilHendryShow.com.
Let me repeat, PhilHendryShow.com.
Let me repeat,
PhilHendryShow.com.
Porco's. You know, for 14 years, we've brought you the big fat stacked sandwiches. You know the ones. They've got all that fatty meat between two thin buns. We lay in that barbecue sauce. We let it sit on a counter for about a half an hour until the soaking grease and fat really permeates both buns. And then we wrap it in paper. We hand it to you and we say, bon appetit. Porco's. There's 6 locations in Ladderville. Go to the one at 6841 East Crescent. Now that's in a very bad part of town. I wouldn't recommend it, but go ahead. It's your ass. Or 9815 West Circular. Now that's in a very nice part of town, but then again, you may not be able to get anything to eat because you'll see all the
beautiful women.
Yeah. Porco's. Those are only 2 of the locations that we've mentioned. Only 2. That's the only 2 we'll give you. Porco's. The big, thick, stacked meat sandwiches.
Mm-mm-ew.
Porco's.
Porco's?
Porco's.
I love this. Margaret Gray here with you on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And we're just back from vacation, and we just heard Phil communicate something incredible. The shoulder separation falling down a flight of stairs, right, Phil?
It was a flight of stairs.
All right, and now let me ask you a question.
Are we going to get to...
Yeah, we're going to get to whatever you want to get to. I'm going to ask a question. Do you think it's your age?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you know, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to say anything.
Do I think it's my age?
Well, Phil, come on. You're in your 60s now, and old people fall. They fall off of cliffs. They fall down the sides of buildings. They fall out of Jeeps.
Yeah.
Oh, they fall out of Jeeps?
Yes.
What about cars?
I don't know.
Yeah, we do know Jeeps.
You do? You're pretty sure they fall out of Jeeps. And when is an old person in a Jeep?
I don't know. Maybe they're in the Marine Reserve or something.
Yes. All right, so I got that wrong. But the fact is, they do fall, and they fall from incredible heights. They fall out of buildings.
I know, and they fall out of Jeeps and everything else. What's the point?
The point is, maybe you're losing it.
No, I'm not losing it. I'll tell you why. I talked to the doctor about that very thing. I knew you guys would be bugging me about it. I knew, you know, you people are prejudiced. People are prejudiced.
How dare you say I'm prejudiced?
Oh, you guys are. Everybody's prejudiced against old people, man. It's the first thing that's the first kind of crap anybody gives you when you get old is, oh, you must be old. You know, because they can't think of anything else to say, and they certainly don't have any point to make. So one guy said that to me on Twitter one time. Did I tell you about that?
No.
I said, the kid gave, I assume a kid, because only a really dumb kid would say, he says, well, you're old, something like that. And I said, yeah, and you're disabled.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you were right, right?
Yeah, I took a wild guess. I said, you're disabled.
And what did he say?
Well, there was this long pause, and he tweeted, so what if I am, as you say, disabled? So, and then he got just pissed off.
Well, so he wasn't humbled or anything?
No, but then he got really angry, and he said that I wished I was him, and that, you know, long after I'm gone, he's still going to be here. And, of course, I resisted the temptation to say, why would you want to be here when you're missing, you know?
You didn't, Phil.
No, I didn't. But anyway, point being, why we got into that.
You're talking about getting, chopping down on people that say they're old.
Yeah, so what is it with old people are falling out of cars and stuff?
Old people fall. Now, we know this from the commercials, the old bag in the tub or whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, that's the Life Alert.
It's Life Alert, the old bag in the tub.
Well, whatever that is.
I asked the doctor the very thing. I said, how many people do you see who fall downstairs? I mean, what age group? And he said, all kinds. I said, like young, old. He said, all of them, man. They all do.
Well, he might have been, maybe he was being nice.
That's it. Yeah, he's being nice. If he's a doctor, doesn't he have the duty to warn me of certain things?
I suppose so, yes.
Well, then he could have said, you know, Mr. Andy, that may be true, but really at your age, you guys do tend to fall a lot.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, get out of here.
That would be, you know, you ain't no spring chicken either.
What about it?
Do you fall?
No, I was in the military. I march everywhere. So what you do when you're in the military...
What do you mean you march everywhere?
I'm explaining. Because I was in the military, I walk with a marching step. 1, 2, everywhere I go. And so when I do that, I'm always looking where I'm going. 1, 2, I go down the stairs. 1, 2, hip, hip, like that.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm telling you.
All right, folks.
What are you messing with your glasses for?
because I just want to get moving with this segment before I go freaking nuts. On the line with us here from Western Estates, Bobby Dooley, Steve Dooley. Happy New Year to you, Bobby, and to Steve, and thanks for joining the program.
Happy New Year, Phil.
Yeah, Phil.
Bobby, you mentioned that you didn't do the traditional thing, and I saw you read it on, I read it, on Twitter. You wrote it on Twitter. You didn't do something traditional, right?
Oh, Bobby, this is ridiculous.
Excuse me, but I called up Phil because I wanted to get on the show to tell people that I forgot to say what I forgot to say.
Yes, see you next year.
God.
Why'd you do that? My wife gets to do it.
Because it's ridiculous.
All right. She wanted to come on the program. I thought it'd be interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
What's interesting about it?
What's interesting about what?
It's interesting because Bobby feels it's important that every year it's a tradition in your family.
Yeah, it's a family tradition. Well, I'll say see you next year.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people, by the way, say that?
Hold on for a minute, Bobby. You just did it again.
I heard it too, Phil. You went, do you know how many? Just, you know.
Yeah, we're just checking. Phil, you fell down. Yeah, I fell down, and I went, do you know? So,
he's laughing.
He's laughing even as he sails toward death.
Yeah, pretty sad, Mr. Henry.
You say that one more time, all of you guys, not just Bud, even though Bud's number one, he's right here at my left hand, all of you guys sail out of this room.
You realize I'm a member of the military?
I understand.
Well, Phil...
All right, so Bobby, your family has a tradition, you included. What the hell is this?
What's what?
Are they going into overtime?
Will you get with the show?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this is the first overtime game in the 104 history year history.
Phil, do you realize this program's being pre-recorded? By the time this airs, everyone will have seen the game show.
No, it's called a game.
I'm covering my bases.
So, Bobby, the tradition...
Yes.
...is...
The tradition is... Is everyone done?
Yes, we're done.
All right.
Everybody, hold on. Is everybody done?
I'll do it, Steve. Everyone's done.
Yes.
Yes, we said.
All right. The tradition in my family is to say to all of our friends, see you next year, you know? You know, Phil?
Yeah.
Well...
Bobby, that's what, as Phil said, that's one of the older things in the world that people do.
Why is it such a big tradition?
Because it's a big tradition, because it's a tradition. Why are things a tradition?
You just said tradition.
Hey, if I hear you guys correct somebody's halting speech one more time, I'm going to burn this place down.
I said... It's a tradition.
Well.
I did.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a tradition in my... See, I just said it again.
I'll do it. It's a tradition.
I've got it. It's a tradition in my family that every year we'll say to people, oh, see you next year. Okay, Phil?
Yes, and you forgot to do it.
I forgot to do it this year. So what happened was, is I went on Twitter, and I said, by the way, everyone, I'm sorry. If you're in my circle of friends, I don't think I said that, but I did say, I'm sorry, I did not say, you know, see you next year.
Yeah, because we do it traditionally.
And the beauty of, I know you know what I'm talking about, but when you see you next year, what you're doing is you're putting separation between you and that person. You're giving them the consciousness of separation, which allows them to breathe, but more importantly, allows you to breathe, because in my capacity, Phil... As a homeowners association president.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, what?
Never mind, Margaret.
I have the right to comment.
Margaret, all she said was, here we go.
Here we go with what? Here we go with what?
You know.
That I'm proud of my job. That I do a good job. That I'm very active.
My wife's everywhere at once. She's always doing good things.
Thank you, Steve. I am everywhere at once.
So you're creating a... Let me do it, Margaret. You're creating a separation.
What I'm doing is I am giving myself mentally a breathing space between myself and that individual. Just by looking at them and saying, see you next year, I can feel myself internally going, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like it's a sigh of relief.
Right, a sigh of relief that you won't have to see that person?
Well, not so much that I won't have to see them, but that I won't have to deal with business.
All right, now that's a very interesting way of looking at that.
Yeah, but why did you have to make a big statement about not saying it?
I had to make a big statement about not saying it because people have come to expect it, especially here at the Homeowners Association of Western Estates.
All right, so if I can get, as Phil said, people have been doing this for the longest time, saying see you next year, when it's the 31st and next year is the 1st.
Yes, but they have not used, as I have, they have not used it as a way to create separation.
Now, creating the separation.
Well,
that's really interesting, Bobby.
You know, I'll tell you this. I wanted to come on to tell you about this because it's something we all could use, especially you, Margaret.
And why do you think that?
Because you walk around like a balled-up fist.
I do not. I walk around with a great consciousness of my job and my duty and the things I have to do. I'm not a balled-up fist.
Yes, you are, but you're waiting all the time for the other shoe to drop. You're waiting all the other time for the body to fall out of the closet and all of that.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this is a way of creating separation between you.
So I'll say to Frank, I'll see you next year.
Yes. And believe you me, it works.
Get my husband on the phone.
Now, I was hoping you'd do that.
You're kidding, Margaret.
No, get him on the phone.
Hey.
We're getting who?
We're getting my husband, Frank Gray, on the line so we can... I'll say, see you next year. Some of the dumbest stuff that I've ever heard of in my life.
You'll be glad you did.
You'll be glad you did.
Hey, Frank, hey, bud. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Margaret's there.
Well, hello, Frank, it's Margaret.
Yeah?
Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Is this some kind of a gag?
Frank, hi, it's Bobby Dooley. How are you?
Oh, hi, Bobby.
Hi. Margaret wanted to say something to you, and she's here to say it.
Margaret wants to say... He wants to say what?
She just wanted to say something to you.
Yeah. Is that Dooley? Yeah.
This is Dooley.
No. Dooley. Is it Mr. Dooley? Did I hear her?
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah, she's here. I mean, he's here.
I'm here.
Holy Christ.
Hey, Frank, it's Phil Hendry.
Well, what is this, old home week or some goddamn thing? I'm trying to eat breakfast.
Frank, listen, I'll see you next year.
You're going to do what?
I'll see you next year.
See me next year. So you're not coming home for a year?
No, I didn't say that. I did say that I'll see you next year.
Well, what do you think see you next year means? It means next year.
Yes, it does mean next year. But what's the date on the calendar?
It's 2018.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you messed up.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Oh, we didn't think of that.
Didn't think of what? You know, you ham pullers are killing me.
Frank, we'll talk to you later, okay?
Hey, Frank, it's Steve Dooley.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say, you know, I really admire you.
Dooley, if you spent less time yanking your ham and more time putting some grass in or putting sod in, I don't know what he does.
All right, Frank, thank you.
Yeah, and you...
Well, where is she? So, Bobby, obviously...
I didn't think that this is 2018.
I didn't either.
Well, I can tell you right now, I didn't think of it either, but I didn't even know what the hell it was you were doing.
I was going to see if it worked if I said see you next year.
Did it?
Did it?
What the hell are you guys talking about? And don't tell me that I just went, what the hell, because I just heard myself do it.
Great. Just want to make sure if you're conscious of it. Yeah.
Want to make sure of the consciousness.
What are you guys doing?
She was giving me a load of crap about see you next year.
Yes, because I don't believe it creates separation. I just said it to my husband, Frank, and it didn't create any.
Because you're in the same year. You're not see you next year.
I'm not see you next year.
No.
No, you're not. You're in the... Bobby, thanks very much. I don't know why we booked you, and I don't mean that as an insult.
You don't mean it as an insult, but you don't... You know, Phil, I try to bring to your program some uniqueness.
Yeah, try to bring the unique items of the day.
Exactly. And what do? You lift your leg to it, squirt... You might even go ahead and drop a loaf and be on.
Bobby Dooley, ladies and gentlemen.
So we're down to that kind of thing. See you next year. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at anything. I'm thinking that perhaps this show has run its course.
No. Who asked me to get her on the air because they thought it was a cute idea?
I did.
Okay.
Well, she called the show, though.
Yeah, she checked in today and wanted to do it.
She wanted to do see you next year. All right. Well, you know, next year, not this year, but not next year, this year, but when we're going into next year, me? Make sure that you say to somebody,
nice one, Phil.
Yeah, right. World famous Phil Hendry show. Well, I'm not the guy that, I didn't book her. Be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry show. We got, I think we've got Vernon Dozier coming up with us here, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, Vernon Dozier going to come on here, and he's going to talk about defensive backs and what he's seen on the TV so far out of bowl games.
Oh, okay, Vernon Dozier with the bowl games. As I'm looking at this again, as I said, we are doing the show here, pre-recording the show. It's 48-45 Georgia, And I grant that it probably came out a different score. So right now, Oklahoma's going to kick a field goal. There's a big field goal here. Let's watch this.
You have a commercial break to go to.
I know. Let's just watch this. Yeah, he made it. So it's tied up in overtime. 48-48. Phil Hendry, she'll be right back. Paul Richter.